It's 5 a.m. and I'm just leaving for Berlin. It's 6:45, so I have about 2 hours until departure. Plenty of time to go through airport security, work a bit from the airport. Sadly, this is one of the few days where I don't get on a Swiss flight from Zurich Airport, but I am headed to Berlin on EasyJet. 3 times as cheap as Swiss, so it's hard to justify the extra cost. Let's see how that flight is gonna be. Pretty easy flight, about an hour, and now I'm off to my first meeting, and then at 3 p.m. is when Dom speaks today. So I just arrived at Tech Open Air Berlin, which is a 3 or 4 day tech festival. Festival meaning it's more of a conference. Now I'm gonna see if I can find Dom and the rest of the Dfinity team. So it seems to be a pretty interesting conference, cool setup. There's a number of buildings and quite a bit of an outside area. Found Dom right here. He's in a press meeting right now, and then in pretty much an hour from now, he will give his talk here. So Dom, what's the number one thing that people get wrong about Dfinity?
Honestly, they don't so much get it wrong as just not understand it in the first place. And if you don't understand it, you can't get it wrong. But I think, you know, the vague idea that it's just another blockchain is probably the most common one.
We're going to run over to your talk at Tech Open Air in a minute. Maybe in 1 minute, what are you going to talk about?
I mean, there's only 20 minutes, right? 20 minutes? So I think I'll probably just try and explain decentralized tender, you know, because I think people don't think about that. And it's such an easy way thing to understand. Like, I've used this thing, all my embarrassing chats are on it, and now they're going to be made public, and I guess pay Bitcoin to a hacker to get rid of it.
Sounds like a fun talk. We're going to go right now, and with that, see you guys tomorrow.
My aim today is to try and explain what the internet computer fundamentally is. What's interesting is that a computer can also be created from a network of computers. And that's what this thing is here. You can see there are lots of these dots represent different computers that are connected together over the internet to produce one larger computer. For the most part, they'll be run by people we call miners. Now, in the context of Dfinity and the internet computer, miners are very, very different to Bitcoin or Ethereum miners. So in Bitcoin and Ethereum, miners just compete to solve these puzzles by brute force, which involves expending as much electricity as you can, right? And if you're the first to solve a puzzle, you get to add a new block to the blockchain and get some kind of reward. So Dfinity mining is very different. You have to run a computer that looks similar to a sort of mid to high-end server machine. There are different hardware specifications possible. Miners will gain scale by running lots of these machines. You know, we want the internet computer eventually to comprise, within a sort of 10-year window, 50 to 100 million machines, aiming to produce a really massive kind of supercomputer for the internet that the world can kind of host its IT on. Why do people run these, why do miners run these nodes? Well, of course, they earn tokens by doing so. A key aspect of Dfinity, it scales out its capacity. New mining nodes can join the network to increase capacity, so you can install more software on it, run more computations, store more data. Next question, what kind of software will the internet computer run? The answer is universal software that runs anywhere. It's a thing called WebAssembly. It's going to be absolutely huge. So it's the first open standard for universal software that runs anywhere. We're looking at, you know, mass adoption being a thing in the next 5 years. So that means if you want to right now, you can write WebAssembly software that runs at native speed inside of the web browser. That's not, you know, something that's coming tomorrow. That already exists. It's already there, actually. So if you like, you know, this is about creating an open standard for software that runs anywhere. Already is present in all the major web browsers. You can also use that open software to write back-end systems that run on another open system, the internet computer, which is a public resource, right? So what we're trying to do is do for computation what the internet did for networking. So what is the purpose of the internet computer? We want to upload to cyberspace software, data, computation, and money. And it is uploading into cyberspace. Yes, okay, it's the internet computer, but it's not really a computer in the way that we conceive of a physical computer. It doesn't have a location. If somebody says to you, where is the internet computer? The only answer is cyberspace. The internet computer is a virtual thing. It's created by the interactions of all these other computers distributed around the world. You can't say, oh, the internet computer's in Australia, or the internet computer's in Switzerland. No, the internet computer's in cyberspace. So there's this idea that You know, we can upload software and data and money and computation into cyberspace. Like the internet itself can perform the role that, you know, things like Amazon Web Services currently do. People often ask, how's the network controlled? If it's a truly open network, who controls it? The network actually uses an algorithmic governance system. It's called the blockchain nervous system, which processes proposals. And this thing, it's a bit like a kind of operating system. It has privileged access to the network. So it's what you call a fully adaptive network. The protocol, the economics of the network structure, which software can and can't run, all of these things are subject to the purview of the blockchain nervous system. It's an interesting thing because this blockchain nervous system can de-anonymize software potentially. De-anonymize data associated with software. We've got research centers around the world. It's a growing organization. We're growing very, very quickly. So you know, we're trying to build what we call a NASA for decentralization. So we're trying to build, you know, we believe if you really want the internet computer to host millions of software systems, right, it's a huge responsibility. So it's unrealistic to expect it's you know, 50 research scientists and engineers. There needs to be hundreds of research scientists and engineers behind something that's so important. And it's only when you have an organization sufficiently well-funded and has sufficient credibility and has the kind of expertise on board, you know, demonstrable expertise, that we're ever going to see people really trusting a network like this to for mass adoption to occur.